From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. A move from the city to the suburbs used to signal prosperity for American families. But last year, the number of poor people living in suburbs outnumbered those in cities for the first time by 1 million. That surprising statistic is part of a new report examining demographic shifts among the nation's 38 million poor. NPR's Rachel Jones has our story.
On a snowy afternoon in Bedford Heights, Ohio, 67-year-old Shirley Coaston is pushing her metal grocery cart across the parking lot at the South Haven United Church of Christ. Coaston took a 5-mile bus trip from her home in Oakwood, another Cleveland suburb. It's her second trip to the basement food pantry this week.
They had us to come back and pick up our chickens.
Right.
Coaston used to work as a restaurant manager, in between stints as a department store clerk. Now, $700 a month in Social Security has to cover rent, electricity, medication, and other bills. The pantry is a big help.
Some of the items we get are items we usually don't buy, and sometimes we just get the same things over and over each month. And that helps us so we can budget out our food money.
6 years ago, about 50 families were regulars at the suburban Cleveland food pantry. Today, more than 700 come. They live in communities like Warrensville Heights, Walton Hills, and Maple Heights. Those commuter suburbs were once considered havens from big city problems like hunger. But researchers at the Brookings Institution in Washington say this surprising shift in poverty demographics began long before the economic downturn earlier this decade. That recession just kicked it into overdrive.
To paraphrase a line from 1992, it's still the economy, stupid, right? Even for poor people.
Alan Berube directs research for the Metropolitan Policy Program at Brookings. His team studied census data from the country's 100 largest metropolitan areas from 1999 to 2005. Berube says it's mostly just common sense that there are more poor people living in suburbs. After all, more Americans in general live there. But as industrial and retail jobs vanished or moved outside cities, working poor families followed.
It's really the Rust Belt and areas of the Southeast that, you know, relied heavily on industries like textiles, where there have been large job losses, a lot of people displaced from decent-paying jobs.
Many ended up working for lower pay in restaurants, office buildings, and retail stores outside the city. And Berube says more immigrant families settled in suburbs, not only for work, but for cheaper housing. Experts say more affluent families are leaving inner-ring suburbs and fanning out to rural and sub-rural areas. They want bigger houses and more land. That's what's happening outside Cleveland, where Shirley Coaston lives. And researcher Berube says that wherever low-income workers migrate, their challenges go with them.
In a lot of metropolitan areas now, poverty, fiscal distress, poor-performing schools, little to no job growth is concentrating on one side of the region along with the poor, while a lot of the growth and opportunity goes to the other side of the region.
The Brookings report suggests that suburban planners and officials need to give a lot more thought to issues like transportation, social services, and affordable housing for low-income families. Rachel Jones, NPR News.
And you can read the Brookings report on urban and suburban poverty at npr.org.